drum solo at the end.
Are we doing the solo?
Huh? I just solo. You miss it.
It's like 9 bars long.
Yeah.
What?
It's right after that first.
It'll be a good song. Big man.
We did it. Maybe you could play through it.
That is fun.
I'm so long already.
You like it? Oh, sorry, Ben.
That's right.
It's one of the Beatles. Like they never played a song live. They recorded it for Yellow Submarine, and that's the only time they ever played it is in the studio.
They played very few of their songs live after they got into the more complex music.
They decided
it was really hard to do live.
This is like kind of one of the sleepers that not many people.
It's
got good harmonies, but it's got and it's short enough.
And it rocks.
You could play this thing.
Huh? I never had the album.
But you could you could play this song in a lot of ways. You could play it more kind of mellow.
Yellow Submarine wasn't it was an album, but it was the soundtrack to the cartoon that the Beatles were not involved in other than lending their voices.
I like that song. I mean, the group in it, there's a revolver in it, actually.
Exactly.
Let die.
Right.
It's got that kind of build-up. You can the build-up guitar tension in there and the... I don't know. I think
Jeff Lynne knows what he's doing around his Beatles songs. He knows what to perform and what to leave kind of on the shelf.
I don't know. It's funny. If you look for Hey Bulldog on YouTube, that Dave Grohl, Jeff Lynne are the only covers I've seen like in real band. Like famous. You see a bunch of garage guys doing it, but I don't know. I think if we can lock that down rhythm-wise, I think that would be fun.
Well, it's a song, let's face it, it's a song everybody's remembers.
Yeah.
Sort of. I'm totally into it. You know, I'm like invested into it. Well, see, that's the other fun thing too is people remember it, but they don't know how it's supposed to sound.
Yeah.
So I can like,
the best.
Yeah, those are the best.
We can improvise on the ending.
It's totally in my range too, which is great. Yeah.
Good. Wow.
Good job.
I got to take her.
You landed it.
I think we're gonna have to break it down into sections. Just get it together.
So we'll come with that one next week, a little more refined. Okay, great.
Let's deep run to just kind of low volume and we can. So it starts with three.
Can you give me a piano patch?
Yeah, give me a minute.
Why don't you bring that a little up, a little sharp, a little reverb? Don't you think?
That's gotta be loud.
That riff is
well, I was tuning down now so that. I can put that. I've got a lot of reverb.
And we're supposed to sync exactly. Right. I'm
turning down so that we can all hear each other. I'll get the tone later, but let's see if we can get the
it ends.
You pick a better one on the recording twice. this down. We just gotta figure out how many times we wanna run through that.
No, and the Beatles one.
That's when you
introduce the Beatles one,
too, yeah. That's when you do the introduce the F minor.
Yeah.
Before that, just B.
Yeah, so, yes, yes. After the last, you can't talk to me, you love me, you can talk to me, and then it's. And then he goes into the B, F minor. So after the last, you can talk to me, and then it does just the regular opening, just B. It's two times. Now it shifts. It's the second part of the shift, so it's...
Do it for how many times once?
We gotta figure out how much we want to end that, because in the Beatles song, if that just goes on again, like, until it fades out, but maybe if we do that second... Do that four times. So are we going to do three Hey Bulldogs? Are we going to do three Hey Bulldogs? We're going to do three Hey Bulldogs and then back to You Can Talk to Me?
So the ending is two of the... It's... Two times.
Hey, Bulldog! Hey, Bulldog! Hey, Bulldog! You can talk to me.
Three times, so... The ending will be two times on B.
Yeah.
Do that twice, and then we'll go
that's
to the
once.
B.
Yeah, that was once.
I was just saying it instead of playing.
Hey, Bulldog!
No, no.
Oh, don't do that.
So, you can, love me, you can talk to me.
Yeah, I won't do it the fourth time, and then we'll do You Can Talk to Me.
It's two.
Well, I'll do two Hey Bulldogs, and then we'll do a You Can Talk to Me.
And then four on the B
sharp.
Hey, Bulldog. Hey, Bulldog. To me. If you're lonely, you can talk to me.
All right, so after that last, you can talk to me. Only you can talk to me, then we go two of the, then just the B. And then we do four of the. Four of those, and then we'll kick into that chorus.
The close. Okay, try it.
It's under a 3-minute song, so it's not.
Right.
We'll have some fun with it.
Yeah. We could, and you know, go as long as we want them again, but there's really not a.
We could have two solos.
Good. We just try to do it. See if we can go slow and see, or quiet and see if we can get our rhythm on it.
Yeah.
All right, so it starts with the first one's actually a keyboard.
Right.
So you come in after one or two.
I've been letting you guys practice. I'll work on mine on the side.
And then everybody comes in on two, and the second and third, and then it kicks into table. So,
okay.
So there's. So.
Your opening goes
out. We'll do it with guitar.
Okay.
We got three guitars.